Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are continuing our journey through Ephesians, and we are in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, the 9th verse, the parenthetical part of the 9th verse where the Apostle Paul says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Well, since you know our style is to try to study it within its context and also to try to bring out whatever might be there in the Greek or the Hebrew. And in this case, the word Spirit, for the fruit of the Spirit, is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. That word Spirit in the original Greek translation was the word light, not the same word used throughout the New Testament for Holy Spirit. So I don't know at what point in the translation that word began to shift towards Spirit, but if you'll read it as it was, I think the earliest Greek translation has it, it would sound more like this. I'm going to read it with the 8th verse. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." There's no transition from light to Spirit as you read it in the original Greek. There's just light. You were dark, but now you're light. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of that light is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now, the reason I tend to believe that was the heart of the writer rather than the fruit of the Spirit is because when you think of the fruit of the Spirit, you cannot help but flash back to a different chapter 5. You're in Ephesians 5. You can't help but go to Galatians 5, where Paul tells you in verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now, I know we read them quickly. It's because I'm not trying to teach the fruit of the Spirit today, but if you've noticed, there's only one of those fruit of the Spirit that are listed in Ephesians 5:9, where Paul says the fruit of the Spirit's in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So I think he's saying the fruit of that light, the fruit, the off-put of light, just as what is the off-put of light? Well, it's light itself. Light is what light produces. A beacon, brightness, something for people to head towards. Paul takes three things and says, this is what's going to come out of your light. This is the fruit of your light. And there's only one of those three that is a gift of or a fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5, and that's goodness. Righteousness is called a part of the kingdom in Romans 14, where Paul says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And truth is part of who Jesus is in John 1. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So what we're dealing with in Ephesians 5:9 is the light or the off-put of the Holy Spirit in all of us, and it will come out in three basic ways. And I don't think Paul was limiting it, but I don't want to overlook them. When you embrace being the light, what you will put off to those around you is goodness, righteousness, and truth. And what this encompasses, I think, is the Trinity. Because in the Old Testament, God tells Moses, stand in that rock. Moses says, let me see your glory. God says, you can't see my face and live, but if you'll stand in that rock, I'll make my goodness pass in front of you. And so when God wanted to describe himself to Moses, he uses the phrase goodness. Jesus has been made sin on our behalf so we can be made righteous. He has been made unto us, Corinthians says, righteousness. And Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. Now, what are the three things that the light produces? Goodness, righteousness, truth. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So you are going to bathe the world in light as you realize you're a child of light. What you're really going to do is you're going to bathe the world in Trinitarian reality, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, which is the fulfillment of what Jesus told us to do when he said, go baptize nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.